Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. South Dakota is now being called the worst state in the nation for COVID-19 after a big surge in cases in the last week. South Dakota has reported 2,152 cases in the past 7 days, and that's 243 cases per 100,000 people. Today, Iowa added more than 600 new cases of the coronavirus and 9 new deaths. Today, United States Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has approved Governor Reynolds' request for a secretarial disaster declaration for several Iowa counties in the aftermath of last month's derecho. A secretarial disaster designation makes farm operators in primary counties and those counties contiguous to such primary counties eligible to be considered for certain assistance from the Farm Service Agency, and that includes FSA emergency loans. Farmers in eligible counties have 8 months from the date of a disaster declaration to apply for emergency loans. A former spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Health has filed a lawsuit against the state, Governor Kim Reynolds, and one of the governor's top aides, claiming she was illegally fired because of her willingness to respond to media requests. Polly Carver Kim says she filed the lawsuit yesterday against the state, Reynolds, and Pat Garrett, a spokesperson for the governor. She says they violated Iowa's whistleblower laws when she was forced out of her job in July. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates later this hour, or you can go to kwit.org. I'm Mary Hartnett.